KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
News just in. Police Minister Senzo Mqunu says a man has been arrested in connection with the murder of his girlfriend in southern KZN. Mqunu says the 33-year-old was nabbed in Harding this morning. The 18-year-old woman was strangled to death yesterday. It's the third such case of gender-based violence to rock the province in the last 2 weeks. Mqunu is addressing members of the media at a massive roadblock at the Umthunzini Toll Plaza in northern KZN. He says so far they have searched at least 120 vehicles and found a police uniform in one of them.
There is one blank firearm that has been seized. If we collect one firearm or any other, more than one, we are very happy because we know we're minus a firearm. Now, one minibus was impounded because it was found not to be compliant with necessary regulations. We're continuing and we're going to continue the rest of the day.
The N3 toll concession says there's high traffic volumes at various toll plazas, including Moy and Tugela tolls. There's also reports of increased traffic on smaller roads within eThekwini and most areas in KwaZulu-Natal. With just 2 days to go before Christmas, Durbanites have flocked to malls to do their last-minute shopping. The shoppers spoke to Newswatch.
When I want to buy maybe something that costs 1,000, I will budget 1,500. Just in case, when I get to the shop, maybe it's no longer 1,000. So far, so good. We are looking forward to the 25th.
I was able to do last-minute shopping for the parents. My budget is literally off at this point.
I did enjoy Christmas shopping, but it's not the same like the previous years because prices are high, everything.
And finally, it's the season of giving, and in KZN, people are going all out to decorate their homes in the name of charity. In La Lucia, the Singhs will be donating their proceeds to Pug Rescue SA. Homeowner Ravita shares how they've adopted this cause.
We decided that this was one organization that needed assistance, and we could do our bit by opening up our homes, collecting donations and donating it 100% to Pug Rescue South Africa.
Barbara Burton is raising funds for Elders Voice.
Bring joy to the children, bring joy to the adults. It's a magical month, and giving, that's the most important thing, is to give, because that's what Christmas is all about. My favorite part is to see the children's faces and the excitement, see the Grinch, and they see Santa.
There's a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rain that could lead to localized flooding of settlements, low-lying bridges and damage to infrastructure over most parts of KZN today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, thundershowers and showers forecasted for the evening all over the province. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 26, Kokstad 17, Pietermaritzburg 21, Mooi River 20, Ulundi, Newcastle and Margate 24, Underberg 18 and Ladysmith 22. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells in the morning with sunrise at 6 minutes to 5. That's all from the team for today. For Newswatch, I'm Nushera Sudhial.